Hello, Awe Islanders. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. Looking for a particular favorite story or special meditation? Want stories about dragon or episodes read by a female or male narrator? You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now let's get ready to relax. Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready for some deep dragon breaths? Before we begin, have you found a quiet spot? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Let's start relaxing with 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in. Feel the air coming in your nose to fill your tummy with fresh air. And then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in and out. One last dragon breath in and out. Now it's time to relax your entire body, starting with your feet. Wiggle all your toes. And then squeeze your toes together, pretending you are picking up a banana. Hold that banana tight with your toes and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. One more time, pretend you are holding a banana with your toes and let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle your toes. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Remember to breathe slowly like a dragon, in and out. Next, lift your leg up just a little and let it float down. Lift your other leg just a little and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up and let it float back down. Lift your other leg and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed. Keep breathing slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Now pretend you're holding a star inside each of your hands. Squeeze your hands into a tight ball. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars twinkling back up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug. Squeeze and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your chest and arms as you breathe in and out. Now you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time, make a grumpy face. Let your face and neck soften and breathe in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your toes, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go! Squeeze your whole body tight. And let go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight. And then relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out your mouth. One more time. Squeeze your whole body tight and then let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out your mouth. does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Sunflower Silliness. Sunlight slipped through the drapes in Julia's room, and she opened her eyes. Julia hopped out of bed and headed downstairs to eat her breakfast. James was already there. He looked up as she walked into the kitchen and asked, "Did you look at our garden?" "Not yet," Julia replied. "Why?" "Look and see," her little brother said. So Julia walked over to the window to look out at the garden and understood why James felt so excited. Their sunflowers had grown tall, and though they were still green, now they all had buds on them. "Wow! Look at our sunflowers," she said. "Did you notice they are all facing the same direction?" she asked James. "Yeah, I wonder why they're doing that," he said. Julia went back to the table to have breakfast. She and James had big plans today. They were going to have a checkers tournament. "I think it would be nice to set up the checkerboard near the sunflowers." "That's a good idea," James said. So they brought the checkerboard outside and sat down in the grass. James and Julia played a few games. Julia had won two. James had won two. It was a cozy, warm day. The sun shined down, lighting up the checkerboard. Julia looked up at the clear blue sky and enjoyed the warmth of the sun on her face. Then she heard James start to laugh. "What's so funny?" she asked. "You look just like the sunflowers with your face to the sun. Look," James said. Julia looked at the sunflowers and they had turned. Their green buds stood tall and straight up, and it did look like the buds had turned their faces to the sun, just like Julia. "They've moved," she said, remembering that the sunflowers had been facing towards the house in the morning. "Weird, isn't it?" James said. "I wonder why they changed," Julia said. "I don't know, but I think it's time for lunch," James replied. His tummy rumbled a little, and Julia laughed. James and Julia went inside for lunch. They would continue their checker tournament later. After the kids went into the house, the dragon peeked out of the forest, curious about the patch of flowers. Every time the dragon passed by, it seemed like the green buds had changed position. Were the flowers watching the dragon? The dragon decided to check back later and see. As the afternoon passed by, Julia and James continued their tournament, taking one more break for dinner. Now James had 4 wins and his sister had 5. Each game was so close. James looked over at the sunflowers as he waited for his sister to decide what to do with her turn. Now the sunflowers had turned away from the house. James looked off to see what they were facing now. He noticed the setting sun glimmered orange-red. Julia had followed James's gaze to the sunset. They looked at each other and said, "Of course, the sunflowers are following the sun." James and Julia finished one more game as the sun dipped down for a night's rest. Their winnings were even again.
James had won 5 games, and Julia had won 5, too. James and Julia looked at the sunflowers as they picked up the checkers and put them away. The sunflowers looked so peaceful, like they were resting as well. After the checkerboard game was put away, it was time for James and Julia to get ready for bed. James yawned and said, "Good night, Julia. Do you think the sunflowers will wait for the sun to get up?" Julia yawned too and said, "I do. We'll have to check back in the morning." Julia went to her room and lied down on her bed. The pillow gave her neck a gentle hug. As thunder softly rumbled away, Julia thought of all she had to be grateful for. She was happy she had noticed the changes in the sunflowers. She was grateful for the beautiful day. Most of all, Julia was thankful to spend the day playing checkers with her brother next to the sunflowers. Julia closed her eyes, gave herself a big hug, and then relaxed. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Julia took another dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Julia's mind quieted and she drifted to sleep, imagining the sunflowers watching for the sun to rise.
Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.